cliffcentral.com. Robin is from Lifestyle Home Garden. We're going to talk about my birthday present she gave me the other day, which is a bonsai. Tiki tiki ding ding dong dong dong. That's right, I got a little bonsai. It's a wild olive. Isn't it pretty, Sia? You saw it. It's gorgeous. It's a lovely looking little tree. Ben, did you see it?
It's very nice, Gareth. I always admire it from afar.
Yes. I've taken it home because we have enough plants around here, beautiful plants that Lifestyle Home Garden have brought to us. And some of them are doing very, very well, but I want my bonsai to be my responsibility. So I've taken it home and it's looking very healthy and happy, Robin.
Oh, good, Gareth. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, I would be horrified and embarrassed. I will send you weekly photographs to prove it.
Yes, thank you.
I would be so embarrassed if I hadn't been able to keep the thing for more than 2 weeks alive. So it's doing very well. You told me water twice a week?
So, Gareth, the thing with bonsais, and that's what we're obviously going to talk about today, just a few tips to caring for a bonsai at home.
All right.
Is that because a bonsai is generally in a very shallow pot and a smaller pot than you would traditionally put other indoor plants, it actually needs a lot of water.
Okay.
So ideally you should water it every single day.
Oh.
Yes, but it also depends on the variety that you have. So yours is a wild olive, if I'm correct,
that's
and
correct.
Remember what we brought. So The key to having success with bonsais is do a bit of research on the type of tree that you have. How does it exist naturally in the wild?
Uh-huh.
And then look at the water requirements, the light requirements there, what type of environment does it thrive in, and try to replicate that as much in your care at home. But because of the small size, like I just said, and the shallow pot, it will need more water. It will need quite a lot of light. So a lot of morning sunlight,
yes.
Preferably outdoors.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got mine inside.
Yes. So but for yours, that will work.
It's at a window.
Correct. Gareth, you don't even need me. You know exactly what you're doing.
I don't want this thing to die. I'm going to look after it like gold.
Good.
Now, a bonsai is an art form.
That's correct. It's a Japanese art form, and it really is something that you can put your heart and soul into. It can become your own work of art. That's the beauty about bonsais, is that you're essentially replicating what nature creates in the wild, but in a miniature form, and it's just wonderful what you can achieve. So, like I said, do a bit of research on the tree that you have, the tree, and then try and replicate those conditions. Also, like you said, Gareth, yours is inside. Some varieties can survive inside, but then they must be by a window so that they also receive morning light and somewhere where you can open the window so that they can occasionally get fresh air.
Okay.
So that is very important. But if you want to keep it outdoors, similar conditions apply. Morning sunlight, try avoid harsh afternoon or midday sunlight if you can. Dappled shade of a tree can work too, but try get morning sun. That's really where most bonsais will thrive. And then regular watering.
All right, so let's go back to the idiot's guide here for people who have no idea. They always think bonsai is a small tree, which is true, but the reason it's small is because it's given limited space to grow. So you put it in a container that's small so that it can't expand beyond the size of that container.
That's correct. And I think there could be a misconception that people think bonsais are created by cutting the roots, so you make the tree smaller, you know, from the root point of view, but that's actually incorrect. It's about pruning at the top. Mm-hmm. And styling the tree, shaping the tree into a beautiful miniature lush version of the actual tree that occurs in nature.
And you can turn a lot of different trees into bonsais, right?
Yes, you can.
So you don't just get a bonsai. It's not a species of tree. You could turn a, I've seen thorn trees.
Correct. Acacias.
I've seen what do they call these things? Like a ficus type thing?
So, yes. So, you can do ficus trees.
That's it.
We did a little bit of a photo shoot with our bonsais yesterday. We have that is a feihi that's made into a bonsai. It's absolutely beautiful.
When I came to see you guys not so long ago, I took a picture of this magnificent tree you have there.
Was it a bougainvillea bonsai, I think?
I don't know, but it is magnificent.
Yes. So,
it's gorgeous.
We really do keep a large variety, and at any given time, there are so many different ones. We don't have that specific one at the moment, unfortunately, but I'm sure we'll get it again.
That tree that I saw looked like the one from Avatar.
Really?
You know that magic tree from Avatar?
And like the center of
Yes. Oh, man, it made me cry. It was so beautiful.
So beautiful. So we have many bonsais. You can get some that are 5 years old. You can get some up to 20 years old, 50 years old, obviously depending on what you want to have. So you can start from small. You can develop it into a really established tree.
Uh-huh.
And the key with bonsais, I know we just mentioned that a bonsai is not where you cut the roots to keep it smaller. It's about pruning the leaves and the branches into the right shape and ideal condition. But the key to actually reviving your bonsai so that it can last for so many years and become such a beautiful established plant is to prune the roots. Once a year, you prune the roots, you cut about 1/3 off the bottom and the sides of the plant,
mm-hmm.
and you refresh the soil and put it back into the pot. So that's just really revitalizing the bonsai so that it can last for such a long time.
Well, because of course it's going to run out of soil and it's going to pull all the nutrients out of that little bit of soil it's got, but that, you'll need a specialist to help you with that, won't you?
No, of course not, Gareth. You can do it yourself. So if you just, of course, if you check your bonsai and all you do is you loosely try and remove it from the pot, you'll see if there are thick roots wrapping themselves around the side. They could even be climbing over the edge of the pot or growing through the drainage holes. That's a key indication that you just need to give the roots a good prune. You only need to cut off about 1/3, and there are tools that you can get that can cut those roots. They won't be that thick, obviously, because the tree is very small, and you get very good pruning secateurs and scissors specifically for bonsais, and all you do is cut a few of the roots off. You make sure that the feeder roots, good healthy feeder roots, are still there, but the thick roots you remove. You just put fresh bonsai soil. You can buy specific bonsai soil that has all the nutrients that bonsai need, and then you just top up the soil and put the bonsai back in the same pot. Very easy. Anybody can do it.
Yeah,
I see that there's a bonsai tree in Italy that they say is over 1,000 years old.
Yes, I'm not surprised with that.
It's 1,000 years old, Sia? Can you imagine? There's an 800-year-old tree that a guy called Kunio Kobayashi has. Apparently, it's a juniper.
Yes, magnificent.
Wow.
But you see, Gareth, that's why two bonsai is a real, you know, form of art. And that's the beauty about bonsaiing, is that you, in your own home, can do it yourself, like you are experiencing now, Gareth.
Wow.
And that you can obviously grow magnificent specimens like that. 1,000 years, you'll need generations to carry on your work. But it's really something that anybody can do. It does take time and effort and care if you really want to get into it, but it's not that difficult. We've put together a very simple guide on our blog, so you can go and read the steps that you need, how to water, the importance of light. But I've also actually put a link there to the website of one of our suppliers who puts a comprehensive guide, how to do the root pruning, what to do after root pruning, how important that is. It also explains on there the different varieties, which ones can survive indoors, which ones shouldn't really be kept indoors, just given their natural, you know, ideal condition in nature. They shouldn't really be indoors, but luckily the wild olive for you, Gareth, will do just fine there.
Okay.
And yeah, so you can just visit our blog.
I suspect you chose an easy one for me.
Yes, it was sort of an intermediate one. There was a more difficult one that I wanted to do, but it's good to start with an easy one so you don't get discouraged. And it is a beautiful one, so I think it's perfect for you. So yeah, you can just visit our blog. You can get a nice, very basic sort of outline of what to do. It's simple, it's easy to follow. And then if you want more comprehensive information and you really want to get into it, then obviously you can find the link on our blog to a bit more information about it. And we also have sales advisors who know so much about bonsais. You can come ask them advice, which one to buy, well, which one will suit you. And
you guys have got a hell of a selection as well, so that's always nice to see.
Yes, exactly. So you can choose the tree you like.
Do yourself a favor this weekend if you're around, and isn't it a long weekend? Monday's a public holiday. Is. Come and visit Lifestyle and go and see their selection of bonsais. It's incredible. Makes me so happy. I must have spent, I don't know, 20 minutes looking at those trees when I was there last time, because they are all works of art.
Wow. That's beautiful. So true.
And Successful Businessman Weekly suggests that the best thing to have on your successful business table is bonsai.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's outdated. The abacus, the swinging balls, and balls. Paperweights.
What publication released this?
See, we haven't got time.
Oh, sorry.
Robin's not here for all day.
I think Ben was making it up. Apparently, there's a Japanese white pine bonsai tree that survived Hiroshima. How's that? It's 400 years old.
That must be like 400 million. That Yagasaki guy probably bought it.
Well, it actually belongs to the Bonsai and Penjing Museum in Washington.
Yeah, it must cost a mint, though. If they want to sell that.
Yeah, I mean, wow. These trees go for a lot of money, right? I mean, these very old ones.
The very old ones, yes. And obviously you can understand why, because it takes a lot of work and a lot of heart and soul to grow something into that amazing specimen. But Ben, I must agree with you. I agree about having a bonsai in your workspace. Yeah. And we've spoken about how greenery makes you happier, Gareth. You, the one who always said that to us. And you know how it can increase your productivity. And also, bonsais just make you so happy. So
yeah, because if you look at trends towards things like designer dogs, people's coffee obsessions and how they have that kind of stuff, it's like take tree form. Like to have a sloppy, leafy tree on your desk, you know, people go, oh, it's a bit of greenery. But a bonsai is so beautiful. It's like it was crafted for like an interior design aspect of your life. It's just that amazing.
Absolutely, Ben. I completely agree.
And you get good potting with that as well. You get little stones and you can really like jazz it up to make it look like it's
exactly
like the real deal.
And you know, if you just need a little bit of time out, then you can take some time to prune and look after the leaves and make it look beautiful.
I ignored someone in a meeting the other day because I was busy pruning my bonsai. It was great.
Oh.
I didn't need to have that meeting.
Well, luckily you had your bonsai, Gareth. Yeah.
Thank God to distract me. So Ankia sent me a picture of an apple tree that she's grown from a seed. She says, it's looking great, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to pull it off. What are my chances? Robin, she's asking you. Here's the picture. Have a look here.
You will definitely be able to pull it off.
See how confident Robin is? Just a little picture of an apple tree.
Yes, that apple tree is looking great. And if you've grown it from seed and it's already that big, you are doing a great job. So don't be discouraged. Keep going. I would recommend just getting a little bit of advice on what fertilizer to give it now when you're obviously trying to develop those feeder strong roots so that it can grow bigger. And yeah, but good luck. And we definitely have faith. If you need any advice, you can just visit us.
You can also go and check out their blogs, because they have a whole lot of information. And in fact, follow them on Facebook and you'll be able to find out even more.
Yes, thank you, Gareth.
Thank you so much. It's Lifestyle Home and Garden. You can go and visit them, corner of Oosterhout and Beyers Naudé. That's in, what's it called? Radfontein?
No, Randburg.
Randburg,
yes.
Very cool.
Dumb me. I know how to get there, but I don't know what the place is called, the neighborhood. So there we go. I've got a bonsai. I'm going to keep this alive. I think it's going to become a little bit of an obsession of mine.
I hope so, Gareth. And it's waiting for those photos.
I'll send them to you. Promise you. All right. Very good. Thank you, Robin. Always nice to see you. We will catch up with Robin next week for more. And if you have a particular thing that you want to know about, she's more than happy to help us figure it out with you. You can email me and I'll forward it to her. Just send it to gareth@cliffcentral.com and we'll make sure that Robin gets all your questions. Thank you, Robin.
CliffCentral.com